Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, October 3rd. After trading lower, but pretty much inside yesterday's ranges overnight, with only the beans taking out yesterday's lows, markets rallied back on the opening, put in a little decent performance there, and then settled back towards the end of the day, closing just a little bit either side of unchanged. So we had December corn finish up a penny, 388 and three quarters, put in a low of 85 and a half, which matched yesterday's low and was a quarter cent above Tuesday's low. So a couple of inside days here, maybe just marking time ahead of next Thursday's updated WASDE report. We had about a nickel bounce off the lows there early on, but we're unable to hold that rally. Exports remain unimpressive here. Coming out this morning, 565,000 tons versus guesses of between 400 and 850,000. Ethanol yesterday was also weak, below the levels needed to meet the USDA's targets. And so looks like maybe corn here just marking time, waiting for next Thursday's updated WASDE report. So no fresh news here. Markets continue to drift. Maybe had a little bit of fun selling up near the top there, adding to their short position after some had covered on the way up after the report. Moving to wheat, we had December Chicago finished down a quarter cent, 488 and three quarters. Kansas City D's finished flat, 405 and three quarters. Yeah, Minneapolis also finished flat, 529 and a half there in the December contract. You had the wheat in Chicago and Kansas City bounce about 7 or 8 cents off the overnight lows, and then gave about half of that back near the end of the day again, finishing just near unchanged. Exports, not very exciting in the wheat either, 328,000 metric tons versus guesses of between 200 and 600,000, although we did have a pretty unusual sale this morning of 130,000 tons of white wheat to China. Haven't seen any sales like that in quite a while. Taking a look at beans, November finished down 2 cents, 9.11 and three quarters. We put in a high after the opening of 9.18 and a half. That was a rally of about a dime off the 9.08 lows overnight. And we settled again here just above now that 200-day moving average, which comes in at 9.11. Export sales this morning were good. That was expected. 2.08 million metric tons versus guesses of between 800,000 and 1.5. About 1.5 million tons was attributed to China. And we did also have another announcement this morning of a flash sale to China, 252,000 tons. Reports there that basis in beans has backed off a little bit. Maybe that's a sign that the Chinese buy-in might be backing off for the time being. There's a little bit of talk of frost late next week in about 60% of the growing area, northwest, midwest there, including North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern parts of Iowa and Nebraska. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And also tomorrow we are waiting the release of the huge biofuels plan out of the Trump administration. Not sure what they are going to present to the market. And then interesting blurb today at a global trade conference there. Putin out of Russia said that China is ready to buy as much soybeans as Russia can produce. Sounds pretty impressive on its face, except when you realize that Russia had record soybean crops last year of 148 million bushels. That compares to the U.S. at 4.4 billion and Brazil at 4.3 billion, so really not enough capacity to make a dent in any kind of demand out of China yet. And outside markets, we've got the dollar trading down about 18 cents at 98.50. Crude oil down 18 cents a barrel at 52.46. That's almost a buck and a half off the low at 50.99. And we've got the stock market also rebounding nicely today, trading up about 100 points here, 26,170 or so. And that's about 400 points off the overnight low. So after a couple of pretty strong down days here in the stocks, we've seen a bit of a rebound. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.